From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest this time has just released a record called Beautiful and Strange on Blue Elan Records. Chelsea Williams joins me. Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you, too. Great to be on.
At least from a distance, anyway. Where is your physical location today?
My physical location is at my home in downtown Los Angeles, sitting at the dining room table.
And you have been in L.A. since you were a little girl, right?
Yeah, I grew up here. I was born in Columbus, Ohio, but my mom moved us out to Los Angeles when I was a baby. So I kind of grew up out here and have always been a California girl.
This is not going to surprise anybody after we hear you perform, but your mom was a vocal coach.
Yeah, she was. She started teaching vocal lessons when I was about 10, and so I took lessons for her for about 7 years or so.
It shows.
Ah, thank you.
I loved reading about some of your early days in music, primarily when you joined a blues band. You were at like 14 years old, joined a bunch of old blues players. What kind of blues were you channeling at 14 years old?
It was, you know what? My mom had played music with some of these, some musicians when I was a kid. And so they were old family friends who had a band. And I had started singing and writing songs, and she thought it would be so great for me to get live band experience. So they were nice enough to let me start singing with them when I was 14.
Wow.
Yeah, and to be honest, I didn't sing too much blues with them at the time, maybe like a Bonnie Raitt here and there, but I think my big song with them was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
It sounds so, like they were kind to you.
They were very kind. They even let me play a couple of my originals at 14, which were, you know, they were, you know, songs about my crushes, and these, you know, 60-year-old men are sitting up there like, you know, playing power chords with me. They were very sweet to me.
Well, I found it interesting that considering what you now do for a profession, that one of your early jobs was also using your voice and your words to connect to people. You did some telemarketing for a while.
That's right. I did that for at least a year in my early days. Yeah.
Were you able to really pull anything from that in terms of understanding how to connect with people?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be pretty creative to keep people on the phone. What I was really doing, I actually wasn't selling anything. I was doing surveys for a company. So these were people who had already bought a product, and I had to try to get them to stay on the phone and can do the survey with me. So yeah, I think that definitely was good performance experience, actually.
A lot of your experience came from busking for quite a number of years. And I want to talk in detail about the specific location where you spent so much time. It is well known as a place for street performers to perfect their craft. It's Santa Monica's 3rd Street Promenade. Tell me about the place and the environment and how you got the motivation to first go down there and set up shop.
Yeah, I feel like I grew up on 3rd Street Promenade. I played out there for at least 10 years, maybe more.
Wow,
I don't
really
want to date myself too much. But yeah, I started young. And actually, up until lockdown, I was still busking out there occasionally, just because I think it's such good practice. And it's such a good way to hone your performance skills. You know, people are walking by, but no one came specifically to see music. So you have to kind of figure out how to grab their attention and keep it.
So describe the place for people who've never been there.
It's this 3-block stretch. It's an outdoor mall. So they shut down the street, and now it's just like a promenade. It's a walkway, and there are stores on either side. And there are buskers and performers and breakdancers and, you know, tea leaf readers and everything you can think of out there. People just entertaining, basically. Yeah, so it can get pretty loud on the weekends. People set up pretty close together, so you have like a folk singer, and then 40 feet later you'll have a break dancer, and then 40 feet after that you'll have this 7-year-old kid who's like an amazing drummer banging on the drums. it's a colorful situation out there.
What time of morning do you have to wake up to get the premier spot?
It depends. I think everyone has their own times and places that they like the best and feel okay, like are the best for them. I used to love playing on the weekend mornings, so I would play from 10 to 12 in front of Barney's Beanery on It's like on the corner of Santa Monica and 3rd. And that was my favorite spot to play. You know, you'd get the families and you'd get the kids walking by and kids would stop and like start dancing. And it's just like a really uplifting environment at that time.
What did you do? Was it just solo acoustic guitar and voice or what?
Exactly. I would just, wow. I would bring my guitar out there. I figured out a way to hook up to Jerry Rig a car battery to power my equipment because there's no where to, you know, you gotta have a PA system or an amplifier if you go out there or else you're just never gonna, it's too loud. You know, there's too many people with boom boxes and that kind of thing. So yeah, I have my little Jerry Rigged car battery situation
That's fascinating.
Has worked for me.
Huh. I mean, did you have to kind of craft a different kind of song to draw attention to yourself?
Honestly, a lot of the stuff that I play when I'm busking, I do a lot of covers. So I'll use the cover songs to sort of like build up a crowd. People recognize the song, they're more likely to stop. And then once you build a crowd, you can kind of just start throwing your originals out there. And that was sort of my strategy anyway.
Oh. I was completely floored to read that you had sold over 100,000 CDs playing on the street.
Yeah, I mean, it took me 10 years, but, you know,
but
still.
I mean, I can't fathom there were that many walkers by just doing Saturday morning shopping.
Well, so I used to play out there for about 20 to 30 hours a week. So I would start at 10 a.m. I would play in Santa Monica until 4. And then I also used to play at City Walk in North Hollywood, which is another outdoor mall next to Universal Studios. So then I would play there from 6 to 10. So it would be like this sort of epically long day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday every single week for 10 years, almost no fail. I would go out there if it was raining, if I was sick, I would still go out. It was sort of like, I don't know.
Like a postal carrier.
Yeah, exactly.
Chelsea Williams is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. She's released a great new record called Beautiful and Strange on Blue Elan. ChelseaWilliams.com is her website. Okay, so for today, you and I were chatting before we went on the air that you have a full band and you have some full band recordings made of songs from this new record that you've not really been able to do anything with because of the whole lockdown situation that we can share live on the air today. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. We made these recordings maybe a couple weeks before lockdown.
Where were you?
In Los Angeles, it's a studio called Palomino Sound. A friend of ours, Jason Soda, runs the room and he did the engineering and it's a cool spot.
Tell me about your band.
The band is John Schroeder on electric guitar. My husband, Ross Guerin, plays harmonica and keyboards. There's Julie Push on fiddle and Eric Myron on banjo and guitar, acoustic guitar.
I can't wait to showcase something. We get an exclusive here on the air. All right, what's first?
I think we're going to start with Wasted.
Oh, yeah, this leads off the record.
Yeah.
This is Chelsea Williams on JPR Live Sessions.
Stepped on too many cracks, did I break your back? I don't wanna tell the truth anymore. Tired of pinning down the facts so you can paint them black. And I'm feeling kinda cruel keeping score. Can't get further west. There's something tugging at my sleeve. Doing better than my best to outrun this mess. But some days you just gotta scream. Thank you. but nothing fits. You got one foot hanging out the door. So roll the credits, call it quits. We're on the fritz. I can't keep waking up on the floor.
That's a fantastic recording. It's called Wasted. It leads off the new record, Beautiful and Strange, a live recording Chelsea made with her band just before the entire country and all live music stopped temporarily.
That's right.
Thanks for sharing that. That's really cool.
Yeah, thanks for playing it. I'm glad to have a place, have found a home for it.
yeah, us too. Hey, there were a couple of things that happened early on for you that were huge in terms of getting eyes and ears on you and your music. One was a fantastic ad for a Chevy.
Yeah, that's right. It was a Super Bowl ad. Wow. Yeah, that was incredible. That was a lucky break. Someone saw me playing on Third Street Promenade and it was some weird hookup. They called my agent who called me. Anyway, it definitely happened because I was busking on Third Street Promenade and somebody thought, oh, we're making this commercial where we need an actual busker. So I showed up to the audition with all of these other actors who were, you know, going to play a busker. And I walked in and I told them, like, no, this is my life. This is what I do. And
wow.
So I ended up booking it.
And it's great. It's not just your song over shots of a car driving back and forth. You're on camera performing.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So they get to see and hear you and make that connection, which is fantastic. But the other one, I mean, we know this group because we've played their recordings over the years, this Playing for Change project, which pulls in musicians from all over the globe and essentially does kind of what we're doing today, like a long-distance synced recording of audio that they layer to create full-blown tracks. And one of the bands that got pulled into that project was none other than Maroon 5. And you got pulled into that project.
Yeah, I did. I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I agreed to do it. And this was, again, somebody that I met on Third Street Promenade who was putting together this Playing for Change video. And he just asked me to perform the song on the Third Street Promenade. So all of the shots of me in the video are actually on Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica. And only later, when I saw the video on the VH1 Top 10 Countdown, did I realize that Adam Levine from Maroon 5 was actually also going to be on the track. It was a huge surprise and a wonderful one.
Right. I don't know if you track YouTube much, but as of this morning, that video is at almost 18 million views.
Wow, that's hard to even fathom. That's so many.
I'd love to hear another tune. Before we hear the song from, I think it's a song that we're going to have to edit a little bit. I read that you actually had landed a couple of different record deals, and they were vastly different in their structure and their focus. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah. The first deal that I signed with Interscope Records in 2011. And it was interesting. I had been working with this producer. I had a really great relationship with him, and he took me to Interscope. We had this group of songs that we were very proud of, and we took them to Interscope and they signed me off the bat and said, we're going to release this in a couple months. It's going to be great. But that's unfortunately not how it worked out. They ended up setting me up on writing sessions with R&B producers and all of these, you know, pop producers, and it didn't feel right, you know? Mm. So that ended up falling through. But more recently, about 5 years ago, I met Kirk Passage from Blue Elan Records, which is my current label, on Third Street Promenade, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
I was
That sounds like such a fantastic home for you with the connections you've made.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, he walked by, gave me his business card. He said, I want you to make the record of your dreams. I love your music. And I didn't even think about it. I didn't call him. I don't know. You know, it's just I get a lot of business cards out there and I don't always know who's serious and who's not. About a week later, he walked by again and he said, no, really, look me up. I promise. Just take a meeting with me. And I did. And now I'm on my second record with them and I couldn't be happier.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'd love to hear another tune. What is next?
We're going to be doing Red Flag next.
Ah. So ironically, Red Flag is the name we give to songs that we're not able to play on the radio.
That's really, I had no idea. And actually, this song needs some editing before you can play it, funny enough.
Yeah, if folks want the unedited version, we'll include it on the web and on our podcast, but there will be a few minor edits here on the radio. This is Chelsea Williams and her band performing Red Flag on JPR Live Sessions.
Teenage crush, wanna keep it cool, but I talk too much. Driving to your place, but I just can't seem to take it slow. Trying to pay it down, but I'm all dressed up. Trying to tell myself that I'm not in love. Looking in the mirror, got 100 ways to say hello. Hard to breathe, something's coming over me. Front door, butterflies, never even saw the sign. Red flag, I should have seen it coming. One kiss led to another, but I'm still young and too wild to try to make it stop now. So I undid another button, tried hard to keep it cool, but fuck it. Still young and too wild to try to make it stop now. When it feels like a whoa, 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 whoa. Baby, don't believe me when I say goodbye. I just want you to ask me if I'll stay the night. My eyes are keeping secrets, but my heart don't lie. Oh no. Just two accidental crossing lines. You and me, baby, right place and time. Quarter past two in a blue moonlight still glows. Beating knees, hard to breathe, something's coming over me. Front door, butterflies, never even saw the sign. Red flag, I should have seen it coming. Too wild to try to make it stop now. When it feels
Chelsea Williams is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. That is Red Flag, taken from the new album called Beautiful and Strange. Thanks for sharing these recordings. They're really great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, I'm just so happy that they can get out into the world. It's been such a crazy couple months, and I'm happy to have these recordings because now, you know, that would not be allowed.
Yeah, exactly.
Be allowed to all be in the same room together.
So after listening to this new record and playing it on the air, I find it hard to imagine you in a hip hop sort of vibe. But I will say that whatever Blue Ilan has got going for them, they have found a perfect setting for you to express yourself in a unique and original way. So congratulations on that deal.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, they're a great company, and they're pretty hands-off when it comes to the creative stuff, which I really appreciate. That's a new experience and not very, I mean, it's not a common one when it comes to record labels.
It sounds like you are kind of planted somewhere in between pop and Americana. Is that a fair assessment of your sound?
I think that's totally fair. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, what kind of folks were you inspired by when you were first getting into making your own music?
Let's see. When I first started buying my own music, well, let's see. I grew up listening to Sheryl Crow. Tuesday Night Music Club was a staple in our house. My mom was a huge fan, and therefore I was a huge fan. I bought the music book. I could play it front to back, that whole record. But then when I started getting into my own music, it was a little bit more on the indie rock and Americana side of things. I loved Wilco and Bright Eyes and Death Cab for Cutie and that sort of stuff. But then there's, you know, the old great songwriters like John Prine and Patty Griffin and that sort of like songwriting craft that's so important to those artists was a lot. That definitely affected me a lot as a songwriter as well. Wow.
Sounds like you'd like listening to JPR. I'll have to send you a streaming link.
Yes, absolutely.
I was also really interested to find out that you also play in a more traditional bluegrass band.
I do, yeah. I've been playing with a group called the Salty Sweets for about 10 years. And it's mandolin, stand-up bass, and guitar, and we sing three-part harmonies. It's a lot of fun. It's a high energy, kicky in the pants type of show.
Right on. Is that mostly for live performance or do you do recording also?
We have a bunch of recordings. We have four records out together. Yeah. So you can check those out. Some of them are up on Spotify. I think they're all up on Apple Music.
So this new album, Beautiful and Strange, you have talked about the general theme of the album being finding beauty in oddities. And I have to say, having listened through, despite the fact that this is kind of Americana pop, I hear a musical saw at times.
Yeah.
I think there is like a plastic toy piano. I feel like I heard a nylon strung harp at one point on this record. It's all sorts of unusual sounds.
Yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff that we kind of played around with. Yeah, I mean, we definitely drew inspiration from the Beach Boys and from Harry Nilsson and that sort of like full funky production style. And my husband is an amazing arranger as well as keyboard player and bass harmonica. And like he's into odd instruments as well. So we got to kind of just really get creative and you know, try experiment, you know?
Yeah. Well, the songs are great and your singing is fantastic across the record.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll let my mom know. She'll be very proud.
I was surprised to read that it actually took you a while to get these songs. You had released a record in 2017 called Boomerang, and then the well just kind of went a little dry for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that was a time. So, yes, Boomerang came out in 2017, and then I did a bunch of touring for the rest of 2017 and half of 2018. So I was super busy. I didn't have a lot of time to write. I was a little bit drained. And then finally in the fall of 2018, I wrote Beautiful and Strange, and that kind of opened up the floodgates for writing again. And that's sort of why it became the title track, you know, because it was sort of the first one that opened up my creativity spigot again.
So there was no real specific event. You were just sort of, you know, one day brushing your teeth and Beautiful and Strange starts to come out?
Well, I had consumed an entire bottle of wine, so I think that might have had something to do with it.
Hey, wherever motivation can come from, right?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, hopefully you don't go to that well too frequently.
No.
What are you doing now with yourself and your time? You and your husband are not out on the road, not touring in support of the new record. What has occupied your time?
It's been sort of an odd transition because we were supposed to go on tour a couple weeks after lockdown happened. And so our whole tour, you know, got postponed / canceled. And but what we've been filling our time with now is I've been writing for the new record. We've been recording a little bit at home and doing a lot of live streaming on social media, which is not quite the same as in-person live performance.
Was it Quarantine Tuesdays? Is that what I remember?
Yeah, Quarantine Tuesdays. I haven't done them in a couple weeks, but I've been threatening to bring them back. So,
Being in Los Angeles, I can imagine, is very challenging to stay properly distanced and isolated.
It's tough. We're in Los Angeles. We live in an apartment building. So even when we go out into the hallway to take our trash out or do the laundry in the common laundry room, we've got to put the mask on. It's a little, you know, uncomfortable, but what are you going to do? I mean, I'm so grateful for the people working on the front lines. I can't imagine what that must feel like and be like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when the doors open all up, I look forward to meeting you in person.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for doing this today.
Thanks for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
Chelsea Williams is my guest. Her new record is called Beautiful and Strange, out on Blue Elan. We've got one more recording made with her full band to share today. What's it called?
It's called Beautiful and Strange.
All right, the title track. This is Chelsea Williams on JPR.
Ask me who I'm gonna be in 17 years, and I'll tell you a sweet little story. And it might be what you wanna hear, but it's just pretend. Tell me who you wanna see when you look in the mirror, and it might be something to fear, but I won't cry myself to sleep, cause it's just pretend. Oh, you say all kinds of things to all kinds of people, pretending that we have the reins, but it's all just one big leap of faith to be living, breathing, dreaming. Oh, you say all kinds of things to all kinds of people, pretending that we could pattern of atoms that's beautiful and strange. Don't wake me, I'm dreaming. Trouble coming up in spades, and nothing you say will make it okay. He said it's Mercury in retrograde, the space parade. Beautiful and strange. Don't wake me, I'm dreaming. pretending that we have the reins, but it's all just one big leap of faith to be living, breathing, dreaming. Oh, you say all kinds of things to all kinds of people, pretending that we could rearrange this breathtaking pattern of atoms that's beautiful and strange.
That one is Beautiful and Strange. It's the title track from Chelsea Williams. She recorded that with her full band a couple of months back, right as everything was starting to get shut down. And we've got the exclusive today. Chelsea, it's nice to chat with you. Thanks again for doing this.
So nice to chat with you too. Thanks for having me on.
We'll have audio from our session today, unedited, up on the web at ijpr.org. And remember, you can grab the JPR Live Sessions podcast at Spotify, Stitcher, or Apple Podcasts. Open Air continues right after this.